Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, May the 11th, 2021, Education section. ECHS at MC grad now teaches in the program. In 2012, when Natalie Gomez was in the 8th grade at Able Junior High in Midland, she decided to apply for the early college high school at Midland College program. When the counselors told us about ECHS at MC, I was intrigued, she said. I wanted to be challenged and wanted to get college credit. My mother just took a few classes in college, but it was my grandfather who inspired me to continue my education. My first day in the program, it was apparent that I had made the right decision. I liked the independence that we were given and how the teachers assumed we could do things on our own. Little did Gomez know that 8 years later, she would actually be teaching at ECHS at MC. Today, she teaches pre-app world geography and AP human geography to ninth graders in the program. When Gomez graduated from ECHS at MC with her high school diploma in spring 2016, she also graduated from Midland College with an associate degree. The program offers an accelerated curriculum to high school students, allowing them also to take college courses. Thanks to the generosity of the Midland community, Midland College provides scholarships to all ECHSMC students enrolled in college courses. The students do not pay any college tuition, and the majority of students, 93%, are first generation to college, which means that they are the first in their family to attend college. Fortunately for Gomez, her grandfather had a bachelor's degree. My grandparents have been very influential in my life, she said. I was raised by my mother, but I was also very close with my grandparents. They even saved money, which they gave me when I transferred to UTPB after completing my associate degree. In fall 2016, Gomez did indeed transfer to UTPB, and in summer 2018, she graduated with a bachelor's degree in child and family studies and a minor in history. She also received a secondary teaching certificate through Texas Teachers of Tomorrow Alternative Certification Program. While working on her bachelor's degree, Gomez married her husband Juan in August 2017 and had a baby. She did all this while maintaining a 3.48 GPA. Juan is also a graduate of ECHS at MC, having graduated in 2015, a year ahead of Natalie. Both she and Juan are currently working toward a master's degree in public administration at UTPB. Their son Rylan, is now 5. Many ECHSMC students transfer to schools outside of the Midland-Odessa area. However, I decided to stay local because of the affordability. In addition to the money I was given by my grandparents, I was also awarded a freshman scholarship and various other scholarships from UTPB. I can honestly say that the combination of Midland College and UTPB has given me a greater education that has led to a rewarding career. We love living in Midland. Family is important to me. My grandfather passed away a few years ago, and now we live with my grandmother. She helps take care of Rylan, and we love having her as part of our family. One of our favorite things to do is play golf, all of us, even Rylan and my grandmother. Since she is an ECHS at MC graduate, Gomez says that she feels like she has a unique perspective on the students she teaches. ECHS at MC students have to assume a lot of responsibility, she said. When I first get students right out of the 8th grade, they aren't ready for the independence needed to succeed in this environment. They have to grow up pretty quickly here. Fortunately, our smaller size allows individual students' needs to be met. The environment pushes them to mature, and we help them do that. They are still teenagers, and we encourage them to get involved in activities and have fun, but we also want them to accept responsibility for getting their work done, studying for tests, writing papers, etc. We mentor, but we don't hold hands. One thing I did when I first started at ECHS at MC was to invest in a planner, and I tell all my students to do that same thing and then use it. It's the only way to stay on track and remember everything. ECHS and MC students are really not any different from other high school students, but they have a desire that makes them want to apply to the program and then gives them the drive to stay in the program. They want to do more, and they do. It's a great program, and I'm proud to be an alum and now a teacher. Early College High School ranked among best high schools in Texas by staff reports. Early College High School at Midland College is ranked among the top high schools in Texas and is considered number one in the Midland metropolitan area, according to the U.S. News and World Report. According to the rankings, ECHS sits at number 519 among the state's thousands of high schools. There were 17 early college high schools in the state's top 100 performers, according to the magazine. That included campuses in the following districts: Houston, McAllen, Dallas, Brownsville, Laredo, Clear Creek, Alief, San Antonio, Canutillo, Isleta, Tyler, La Jolla, Farr, San Juan Alamo, Clint, and El Paso. Midland's ISD's college prep school received scores of 98% in math proficiency and 93% in reading. Average math and reading proficiencies in Texas are 80 and 70%. This year, all 79 students have committed to attend college after graduation. That's in addition to the associate degree they will receive from Midland College. "Our students' success is culmination of years of hard work," said Chancellor Renee Aldrin. "We teach all students that they can rise above, go beyond, and conquer all, and they achieve great things in year after year." ECHS is a four-year high school in partnership with Midland College. Students have the opportunity to graduate high school with an associate degree and enter college ready for a bachelor's degree program. There is no cost to attend. For more information, visit MidlandISD.net at ECHS.
Select passwords with no personal information. Q. I have been having issues with attempting to access Facebook after failing to remember my old password. I stumbled without success through many attempts at following messages sent to help with obtaining a new password. After a few days, I am now not able to access Messenger. I am completely lost with what I should do following this expanding debacle. Michael Q., Crestview, Florida. A. The first thing to understand, Michael, is that it is not a coincidence that it can often be a difficult process to recover when you don't know your password. If it was easy, then it would be easy for any, quote, internet bad guy to simply make the attempt to get into anybody's account, then claim that they forgot their password and get a replacement. This would lock out the true account owner, while giving the interloper the ability to use the account with impunity. Not good. This concept applies not only to Facebook, but to many and varied online venues that protect their content by requiring credentials. Usually a username and password, but increasingly a third factor. More on that below. Sometimes the reason for these safeguards is to protect the personal information of the account holder. Alternately, it might be that the venue provides something of value, such as entertainment, games, or streaming movies, for example. And having their user accounts secure protects their intellectual property from being given away for free. Whatever the reason, it is ultimately up to each account holder to keep their account credentials secure and, above all, to remember it so that when a site asks for it, they are able to provide it for verification of their right to access the site. Despite all that's at stake, almost all online services provide an automated means to recover your password, and Facebook is no exception. They have a vested interest in helping you maintain your ability to log in so you can keep using the service. Now, Other than your description of being lost in a jumble of email messages, I can't really tell what you've tried so far. So I'm going to try and reset you to the beginning of the recovery path. You should start by visiting facebook.com/login/identify and follow the prompts from there. It should offer you multiple options to recover your account credentials, including using your smartphone, using your current and any former email addresses, and even having assistance requests go through Facebook friends that know how to contact you. Above, I mentioned a trend toward requiring a third factor, something beyond a username and password, to validate your user account. In the business, this is what's known as multi-factor authentication, or MFA. The factors are typically something you have, such as a computer or smartphone, that is already known to the service. Something you know, such as a PIN or password. Something you are, meaning a physical characteristic, such as a fingerprint, facial scan, retina scan, etc. And finally, somewhere you are, meaning your location within a computer network, or your verified GPS coordinates. There are other factors, some of which you may have encountered in your travels across the internet. As you can see, most of these are beyond your immediate control. The sole exception is the PIN or password. Remember to always select passwords that don't contain personal information, are hard for anyone to guess, but which you can remember, and type in the next time you're asked for it. Good luck to you. Geek note, my question queue is running low again, so it's time for me to bug you to send some in. After all, I can't answer them if you don't ask them. So if you've been living with...
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Friday, April 30th, 2021. Registration open for painting-focused class for children. The Ellen Knoll Art Museum is hosting its last Adventures in Art class for the school year, May 9th. In this Adventures in Art class, students ages 6 to 12 will get to focus on painting while getting to tour the exhibit Women Artists, Four Centuries of Creativity, and learn techniques for painting with acrylics. The next Adventures in Art class will be in October 2021. You can register your student in advance by contacting Annie Stanley at 432-550-9696, extension 213, or education@knollartmuseum.org. Class fee is $20. Advance registration only. Spots are limited for this class. Scholarships are available through the Neely Hunter Palmer Memorial Fund, a news release said. The museum is taking safety precautions by requiring face masks for students and any adults entering the building to ensure everyone's safety. Ride to raise funds for school band instruments, by Michael Bauer. Being a former band student, Frank Payne, director of content for Town Square Media, has always wanted to help students who can't afford to be in band because of the high cost of instruments. He'll get that opportunity to help out with his Ride for Change's annual motorcycle ride that will stop in the Odessa Midland area May 3rd. This is the second year that Payne has done a Ride for Change, starting the fundraising effort last year. Last year, the Ride for Change benefited scholarships in each of the markets for incoming college students, Payne said, but each year we change up who we benefit and such. This year's ride is an effort to raise funds for musical instruments for low-income students so they can participate in their school band. Basically, the whole point behind the ride, regardless of who benefits, is to even out the playing field for people, in this case, low-income students, Payne said. There are a lot of students who want to participate in band. They start off in middle school, and the parents see the price tag for a new trumpet or clarinet, and some families can't afford that. This is to raise funds as well as take in donations of used instruments that we can then get repaired and donate to various school districts. The point of this is to help kids who would like to participate in band but can't afford to. For Payne, music has been a big part of his life, and it has followed him throughout his career in radio. "We're in radio. Music has been my life," Payne said. "I grew up as a full-on band nerd. It literally directed me in the path that I took as a career, and it's our opportunity to keep the music alive." Attending Bay City High School over by the Gulf Coast, Payne played the tuba in concert band and the sousaphone during marching season. He now lives in Abilene. During this year's Ride for Change will be raising funds and collecting musical instruments for local students. While his family had no trouble paying for his band instrument, he understands that not everyone has been as fortunate, which is what made him want to do a fundraiser for low-income students. "I didn't grow up rich, but my father could afford my band instrument," Payne said. Finally, hearing from these students who were leaving school and saying how much they wish they could have been in band, that made me realize how important band was in my life. I wanted to do my part to give these kids the opportunity that I had. There's much more to band than just getting on the football field to march at halftime shows. There are a lot of life experiences that I got from band. Monday, Payne will arrive in the area at about 11 a.m. to meet with area educators and band directors to discuss the importance and need of better funding for liberal arts in schools. As far as which area educators he will meet with, that is yet to be determined. "I haven't got particulars as far as specific ones," Payne said, "at least not in the Midland-Odessa area." The whole fundraiser is going to take place from May 3rd through June 30th, according to Payne. "We don't want people to think they can donate in one day," Payne said. "The ride itself, I'll be doing a day-night trip and raise awareness for the campaign itself." The motorcycle ride visits 11 communities in Texas and Oklahoma. According to Payne, it covers between 2,200 and 2,600 miles. Odessa Midland will be the first stop on this year's ride. "The ride itself, from beginning to end, is just me," Payne said. "It's a solo ride. Last year we had people tag along from one or two legs, but the ride itself is just me. The full ride, I guess you can say." Payne says the part he enjoys the most about the ride is visiting people at each stop. "Each market I go to, I get to spend time with people, and that's the best part of the ride," Payne said. "It's the human experience. It's great to spend time with these people and talk to them. I would try." To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. How do I determine if I am protected from getting COVID again? Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 58-year-old male. I had COVID and was given monoclonal antibody treatment as an outpatient 2 months ago. I recovered from COVID with mild to moderate symptoms. How do I determine if I am protected from getting COVID again? I'd like to know if I should get a vaccine, and if so, when should I get it? J.D. Answer. Even people who have had COVID-19 may get the disease again, so they do benefit from the vaccine. However, because of the monoclonal antibody you got, it is recommended you wait 90 days from the monoclonal antibody treatment to vaccine administration. You should be able to take the vaccine in about another month. There is some partial immunity that comes from getting the disease, and you are at low risk for 90 days after infection. It appears that the vaccine adds benefit, and I would recommend the vaccine.
Sister-in-law is burdened by knowledge of man's philandering. Dear Abby, my husband works out of town with his brother, who is married. While I'm not close to my sister-in-law, I like her just fine. My problem is, my husband keeps sharing with me that his brother is unfaithful while he travels, and I have actually overheard him on a call with my husband trying to show my husband nude pictures of other women. I cannot express how much this boils my blood. It's not only from the perspective of someone who has been cheated on before, not by my husband, but also by his brother's bragging with photos shows he doesn't respect any marriage or relationship. I feel stuck with deciding whether I should share this information with my sister-in-law, or if it would be overstepping some kind of a boundary where it's not my business. Because I don't talk with her often, I'm afraid I would just cause drama where I shouldn't have put my nose. But I believe she's a good wife and mother, and I feel awful and burdened by the knowledge that her husband isn't faithful to her. Should I keep this to myself and rely on karma to one day reveal his transgressions? Or should I give her the information I have? It involves no hard proof except my husband's word and what I overheard. My husband thinks I should keep quiet and says he would be uncomfortable being put in a position to out his brother. Signed, Tempted in Tennessee. Dear Tempted, your brother-in-law is a conscienceless, immature braggart. Karma won't protect your sister-in-law from syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, and HIV, to name only a few of the STDs her husband has been exposing her to. Tell her it's important she schedule an appointment with her doctor to be tested for all of them. Isn't that what you would want if the situation were reversed? Dear Abby, I have two adult daughters. One of them is self-centered and refuses to give any gifts for my birthday or for Christmas, even though she very much likes receiving them. If this is her position, then I suppose that's okay because I don't need much, and it's really the thought that counts. I enjoy giving gifts, but I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. This is exacerbated by the fact that in the past, I have bailed her out of some sticky situations. I know that's a different issue, and I have set boundaries for that, but this gift thing has frustrated me twice a year for the past 10, and it's time for a better plan. Please help. Signed, Good Dad in Oregon. Dear Dad, if the situation was fine, you wouldn't have written to me about it. I believe in communication. Have a long overdue talk with your daughter. Showing thoughtfulness isn't supposed to be a one-way street, which is what your daughter has made it. More important than a tangible item is the thought behind it. From where I sit, if she doesn't bother to call or text you on those special occasions, I think your generosity has been taken advantage of.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, May 14th, 2021. You are intelligent, creative, and smooth. You like to tackle unusual, offbeat situations so you can explore them. You also have a strong sense of color and style, which can be demonstrated through your wardrobe. This is a social year. Plus, it is the outcome of whatever choice you may have made last year. You're heading into an interesting time ahead. Aries, March 21st, through April 19th, a positive day. Enjoy chatting with friends and relatives today. A short trip will please you. Be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert and restrict shopping to food and gas until it's over. Forewarned is forearmed. Tonight, good times at home with family. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, an average day. Today, three planets are in your money house, which means you're absorbed with money ideas and possible shopping excursions in person or online. Please be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert. Restrict spending to food and gas. Tonight, a happy evening. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, a positive day. Today, Venus, your ruler Mercury, and the moon are all in your sign, which makes you eager to talk to others. Venus also makes you charming and diplomatic. Nevertheless, avoid important decisions and shopping because of today's moon alert. Tonight, you feel richer. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, a positive day. With Mars in your sign, you have high energy. Furthermore, the placement of the sun right now makes you popular. Check the moon alert. Don't volunteer for anything or agree to anything important. Don't shop except for food. Tonight, a happy time for you. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, a positive day. You look great to bosses, parents, and VIPs. Relations with friends and groups are friendly. Nevertheless, be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert. Don't volunteer for anything. Restrict shopping to food and gas. Tonight, you have a warm feeling in your tummy. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, a positive day. Your sense of adventure is aroused and you're eager to do something different. However, for most of this day, there's a moon alert. These are always fun, creative times, but poor times for important decisions or shopping. Oh well. Tonight, enjoy socializing with friends and groups. Libra, September 23rd through August through October 22nd, an average day. As you are focused on shared property, taxes, debt, and inheritances, be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert. During any moon alert, always avoid important decisions and spending money except for food and gas. Tonight, you make a great impression on others. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, an average day. Close relationships are important to you right now. Meanwhile, many of you need more sleep than usual. However, be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert for most of this day. Avoid important decisions and shopping, except for food. Tonight, do something different. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, an average day. You're keen to get better organized. Be aware that most of this day is a moon alert, during which there are often shortages and delays. Therefore, tread carefully. Postpone important decisions. Write down your creative ideas. Tonight, expect money and favors from others. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, a positive day. Most of this day is a moon alert, which is a creative time because it's easy to think outside the box. Since you are focused on playful times, the entertainment world, and the hospitality industry, respect your creative ideas, but wait until the moon alert is over to act. Tonight, nice time to schmooze. Aquarius, a positive day. Even though your focus is on your private life, your ability to dream up creative, original ideas today is spectacular. Make note of your ideas, but don't act on them during the moon alert. Tonight, a productive evening, and you feel good. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, an average day. You're dealing with a faster, more accelerated daily pace. You might be writing and studying more than usual. Be aware of the restrictions of the moon alert today, especially when talking to family members. Postpone important decisions and shopping until after it's over. Tonight, fun time to play. Romance will flourish.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.